Audible called. We've got Steelers, Texans. We'll do a ton of that. But the place where people have gone to read about sports in Pittsburgh for, I don't know, Chris, how long? 70 years?
At least.
The first Post-Gazette, the Pittsburgh Post, that came out in 1842. In the last hour, we've learned that the Post-Gazette will cease to be on May 3rd. And Donnie, was it you that first? We were all getting ready for the show. Craig was back there. Craig was telling us about some radio news, ironically, in our business. And were you the first one that said, wait a minute, the Post-Gazette's done?
Yes.
Was that a text you got or a tweet that you saw?
No, there was a tweet. There was a tweet. Somebody texted me the tweet, but yeah.
What's your reaction, Chris? I mean, you've grown up here. I remember our first meeting as a station in January or February. It was February of 2010. You telling Cook about how it was like a pinch yourself moment because you were in the same room as the guy that you grew up reading as a sports obsessed kid and also a kid who didn't have cable.
And Ron life. Very notably got like legitimately mad at me because it made him feel old when I said that.
I have a lot of thoughts. The first one is very basic. This is a bad thing, a bad day. It's another legacy media publication that has been around forever that is now not going to be here in 4 months. Where does that news desert go? The whole point is you got to be reporting on like what happens in this city. The city paper, Pittsburgh City Paper, which is like an alt weekly, also owned by Block Communications, just shuttered. In the last couple of days, the idea that an institution that when I was growing up, that's as big as the Post-Gazette was, is now just going to cease to exist with presumably, I would guess, a couple hundred people in total on all ends of the business being out of work is just a very bad thing. There had been a long running strike that had reached seemingly a conclusion recently with Block Communications losing their lawsuit about the whole thing.
And people going back to work.
And people going back to work, striking journalists going back to work. And the statement pretty overtly says, now it's in Block's terms here, the statement that's been retweeted a bunch by them, they say they've lost more than $350 million in cash operating the paper over the last 20 years. They said realities facing local journalism make, quote, continued cash losses at this scale no longer sustainable. It's pretty obvious that it's tied directly, I think, to losing this court case. They did not want to give a bigger piece of the pie to their employees, and now the paper's gone. So I think this is a very bad and dark day for media, and really for Pittsburghers, because whether you love the PG, didn't like the editorial page, whatever, it's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It would be if Channel 2 shuttered tomorrow.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
It is a similarly...
Or KDK AM.
Yes, the oldest radio station in the country. It is a similarly like jaw-dropping and jarring thing to see right before we go on the air. So that is not a very eloquent, summation by me, but that is how I'm feeling. A little shell-shocked, frankly. There are people like me who ended up getting into this business who probably grew up wanting to write for the Post-Gazette. I did like small amounts of freelance work for them in a video form. Me and Sean Gentile, when he still worked there, like, you know, my name was on Post-Gazette, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Property in a sense. And now that's gone in 4 months. It's just hard to process, man.
I think about all our friends who are there and what's going to happen to them. Hiles, Fittipaldo,
Batco,
Mackey, Batco, all people that are on our shows all the time. Great contributors to the radio station. Starkey, who has his second job there, who it sounded like he was completely blindsided by this when he was on the air.
Didn't he just say that they had an opening? See, this is what makes me suspicious about the motivations behind it. He said recently there was like an opening for a writing job.
And he was recommending limits for it.
Right. So either there's a strategy here by Block Communications to try to use this as leverage to some, I don't know how that would, you know, play out. They just suddenly decided to shutter it all at once. Stop advertising for new positions then.
Well, how about just, you can't even sell it? Like no one wants to buy some version of the Post-Gazette, have that iconic name, put out some version. of news, sports opinion?
Like,
I guess not.
It does seem like we're, yeah, if you wanted to try to make any kind of a profit, sell it to whoever. But it looks on its face like we're taking the ball and we're going home.
Donnie, were you growing up a kid that was a read the Sunday sports section, read the sports before you went to school? Was that part of your early years as a up-and-coming sports-obsessed human being?
A little bit here and there. I mean, I was more in the generation that already had things readily available if you toss on ESPN back in its heyday.
Yeah.
Like back in the good old days, or I could just watch.
I mean, that's
sports center,
that's part of the problem here, is that the way people get their sports news now has just changed unbelievably, and newspapers, I don't think, figured that out. I was saying to Starkey before we got on the air as we were changing shifts here, that the problem I think a lot of these papers made when they went online was they started giving away their product for free.
Well, there's another huge problem. There's another massive problem.
People were used to getting, you know, people were used to reading it online for free, and then they put up paywalls and they said, screw it, I'm just not going to pay for it. I'll go get it somewhere else.
Well, the problem is that Google...
There's other places to get it now, too.
Google and Facebook obliterated the ad-based model. They completely destroyed it.
What do you mean?
Google, in terms of like the cut that Google and Facebook started to take for like online ads and the way they cut into the core advertising business that would sustain almost any paper. Like the New York Times has actually seen subscriptions jump in like a crazy way, but they're the New York Times. Google and Facebook essentially have killed the ad-based revenue model for papers. And I would blame them above all else for like just the dissolution of papers everywhere.
But I'm saying if you make it a subscriber thing, like people pay for TV.
I think it's right? A statement on the country, though, that people would much rather pay for a Netflix subscription where they can watch old episodes of garbage, basically, than actually pay whatever the monthly fee is to subscribe to something like the Post-Gazette.
Yeah. Well, but the other thing, too, is you could just get... People are going to talk about and disseminate the juicy parts of what's in that paper free of charge. Like, our radio station cluster here had a Post-Gazette subscription. If Dulac or Hiles or Mackey or any of those people wrote something interesting, guess what? I'm going to use that subscription, find out what they said, and dictate it on the air and ask people to react to it. You know, like, that's part of the issue, is that it's going to get out for free almost no matter what. The thing that crushes me is not only the people that are now wondering what's going to happen next for them, but it is just a sad, another example of things that I really liked as a young sports fan that are no longer what they were. Like, I'm sure you were somebody that after a Steelers game, you'd want to read Bouchette in the Post-Gazette the next day or see what Cook's opinion was.
I could not wait to read the Monday football season Post-Gazette was my favorite thing. I got Cook's column on it, Bob Smizik's invariably more pessimistic and acidic column on it, which I loved. It probably informed a ton of how I am now as a sports fan.
Yeah.
Neil Gordon and Jack McCurry, Penn Hills and North Hills, respectively, head football coaches, grading the four facets of the game, coaching, special teams, offense, defense, and then it seems hokey now. I'm 40, and this makes me feel like I'm 70 to say this, because like Jack is 20 years old in there. This probably sounds hilariously quaint.
Zach's probably never purchased a newspaper in his entire life. Ever bought a newspaper, a hard copy newspaper, Jack? He's saying no. Donnie, have you? You ever gone to a gas station or one of those
purchased
old,
a paper?
You'd put the quarters in, you'd open it, and you were on the honor policy to not just take all the newspapers out. You're only supposed to take one.
I don't remember a time where I ever did. I just know that we got the Trib and the PG at home.
I had a paper route growing up.
You guys had two subscriptions. You had both papers coming in.
I don't know how it would work. You know, I was a kid.
John Football was a consumer of news.
Well, a learned man.
Big time. I mean, I think maybe just Sunday he would double up. Either Sunday or Monday
too.
He would double up.
You get the big coupons that would come in.
Yeah.
I mean, sales that were out there.
I delivered,
what was going on at Giant Eagle and whatnot.
I delivered, I want to say, the Post-Gazette for a little bit. It was that or the press. Like, my brother and I had a paper route. But they would.
That was the quintessential teenager job when we were coming up.
Pony, they would paper routes. They would diagram a key play. They would choose in a Steelers Monday. They would do this like animation of a key play on the field with like, you know, that the drawing from overhead. So say they would have done the Calvin Austin, right?
Yeah.
It would have been a bunch of little cartoon looking football players in black and white ink. And it would have had like Calvin Austin do a little stop start. However, they would have animated that in Rogers' little dot, dot, dot pass, like a family circus comic. But I lived for that crap. And I say crap just like colloquially. I don't mean it that way. That was all I cared about on Monday morning. Dad, give me the sports section. Like, I would go out and get the paper at like 6:45 in the morning. Give me the sports section. I'm going to read it. Then I'm going to do the crypto quip. Then I'm going to do the jumbled words. And that it was an institution. And an institution is being snuffed out pretty much all at once here.